I just want to throw this out there now. 13 10 60. Have you ever been stood up on a date?
Ooh.
Or have you been the person to stand someone up on a date? Now, for me,
rough.
This feels like something, and I know the dating world can be rough, but it feels like something that only happens in TV shows and movies. Maybe. No one is actually setting up a date and then flat out not turning up.
Doing a no-show.
But we want those people, 13, 10, 60.
So has this happened to someone?
Yeah, so over the weekend, and I won't name this person because they are quite flat about it, but I caught up with someone over the weekend, myself and Jamie saw this person.
Can we give the person an alias?
You pick the alias and I'll roll with it. Unless it's the actual name of the person, then so don't pick that one.
Barbie,
yes. It is not Barbie, so Barbie's
a
good one.
Let's talk about your friend Barbie.
Yeah, so we see Barbie on the weekend, see her most weekends, and I say, hey, how are you? And more often than not, you get I'm well, like everyone says. But on Sunday, she said, yeah, not so good, to be honest. And I was like, oh, well, what's happening? So she sort of moves away from the group of people that were around and sort of comes sort of just close to Jamie and I. And she says, I didn't want to say this around too many people, but I had a date last night, which she had set up with a guy.
Yeah.
She went to the date. Ken, yeah.
Like Barbie was.
Right, Ken.
Organised a date with Ken. And what was Ken doing? What happened? Did Ken just not show up?
Not turning up to the date. So,
and then, like, did Ken text Barbie and go, hey, I'm not coming, I'm running late?
She sets up this date, sits there for a good hour and a half on a Saturday night.
At a restaurant? Like
at a
proper
restaurant,
date?
Like you see in the TV shows, sitting there waiting for the other person.
Waiting.
No show.
Every time the door opens, she thinks it's Ken and then it's not Ken and she's on her phone the whole time. Trying to look busy or occupied, and then at some point the waitress or waiter comes over and is like,
they said, don't worry about paying for the drinks that you've had, because they knew that she was there on the date, and they said, look, don't, the drinks you've had, that's on us, which is very nice of them to do that.
What's Ken's caper?
Well, that's the thing. And this is where I heard that on the weekend. I thought, do I talk about it on the show? And then I thought, yeah, you know what? I do, to the point where I just wanted to get on and just say,
Ken,
lift your game.
You're a jerk.
Blokes need to, well, not just blokes. I mean, if you're in the dating game and you're doing this in general, you need to lift your game, because these are, you know, people put themselves on the line in these situations. And this person that we know, not a very big dater, doesn't
Barbie.
Go on many dates, and put herself out there only to be burnt like this. If you're setting up a date and you're not showing up, that says more about you than anything. And you need to lift your game.
So
it's not on.
Here's, and like, just to play devil's advocate here.
Okay.
And I understand that Barbie is genuinely upset about this situation and how it played out. And yes, burnt by somebody who organized a date and did not show up to the date. And that is poor form. But better she realize that Ken is a douchebag now by her standing her up on one date than get 4 years into marriage with the guy and realize he's a douchebag, and it ends up in tears anyway. So it's like that age old thing of like a little bit of pain now to avoid a lot of pain later, maybe.
Like I'd agree. I'd agree with that. It doesn't stop it hurting now. And it doesn't
excuse
them doing it either.
That's not me saying that Ken has done the right thing, but I feel like Barbie knows now that Ken is not the one for her. And
here's
that's
a quote.
That's okay.
Now, didn't want to jump on in, and that's fair enough. Happy for me to talk about it, but here's a quote that she did send me.
Oh, this is from Barbie.
This is from her, yeah.
Oh, from the broken-hearted Barbie.
Here's a quote that you can use. Gentlemen are an endangered species.
Oof.
Gentlemen, it's going out the door. Is that true? 13, 10, 60.
Wow.
Is being a gentleman a dying breed?
Maybe
in 2021. Or
maybe
it is, maybe it's not, you know?
Wow.
Gone are the days of opening the door for someone on a date, making sure they're having a good time.
I would like to think that there are guys out there that are chivalrous and romantic, but then maybe feminism has scared them all off.
Ooh. Jeez, there's a lot to dissect here on 13, 10, 60 here this morning.
How long have we got? I could talk about this for a few years. I'm studying psychology.